This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Looking to build strong, safe, and beautiful? Premier Structures is your trusted construction partner in North Alabama. From medical facilities and industrial plants to commercial buildings, our expert teams handle the concrete, carpentry, and steelwork with precision. Serving Athens, Huntsville, and beyond, we bring your vision to life with quality you can see and trust. Visit PremierStructures.com to start your next project with confidence.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Jessica Bulak, whose son Miller was diagnosed with B-cell lymphoblastic leukemia on June 14, 2025. They currently have a long road ahead with a three-year plan at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. What was that day like when you first heard the words that Miller had leukemia?
It was very overwhelming. It's something that no mother really wants to hear. Even now, it's a bit overwhelming, too. But St. Jude's has done a lot for us, and he does have a good prognosis for all the things that they've tested and researched for leukemia, especially of his kind. It's just a long road that we have ahead of us.
And something that can be helpful to other parents listening right now, too, is you maybe describe some of the first signs that something wasn't right with Miller before the diagnosis.
He had a low-grade fever, like he was teething possibly. Just some diarrhea a little bit. And I thought it was teething, but then I noticed that he had bruising on his leg and he's never had that before. So I immediately took him to the ER and they confirmed that he had leukemia.
And when you hear three-year treatment plan for a child who's not even 2 years old yet, how do you begin to process that as a mom?
I try to do it in steps. I did sign the whole three-year treatment plan, but I try to take it 6 weeks at a time. It gets very overwhelming if you don't do it that way. But like I said, the staff at St. Jude's has been absolutely amazing, from the social workers to the nurses, the oncologists, and they explain things very well, and they kind of hold your hand through it, so that helps a lot.
If you would like to support Miller and his mom, you can go to GoFundMe.com and search Support Miller's Fight Against Leukemia. For more stories of encouragement and community, follow The Mark White Show. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.